I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to open with a piece dedicated to a very good friend of mine, although I sometimes use it in remembrance of Coltrane, Miles, and Dizzy Gillespie, who I was just, who was one of my favorite people. And for the writing music voices, James Baldwin and Arthur Brown. There's a man singing under my skin, like a gourd song with a clear voice, singing the silk of a hummingbird, deep throat in the silver blades of holy grass. There is a man singing under my skin, rolling like a drum call, wind jamming my blue spots, blowing the dust off my wings, sifting the texture of my nature, rich and mahogany, between long chanting fingers, plucking out my ruptured nerve, restringing me. There's a man singing under my skin, like a brass band, breaststroking my winds, moving with the bebop eye, scatting on these hanks, charming these cooties, putting some rhythm on these blue notes, swinging low like a sweet chariot, making my spirit rise, jamming and a vamping, vamping, jamming like a poet, chewing on a sonnet, rearranging my score. There's a singing man dancing under my skin, dancing with easy feet, steady like a metronome stride, dancing a full scale with an insatiable passion. There's a singing man dancing under my skin, this man with a boogie-woogie ear, laying down a gypsy string bass line in brass, sun dancing me gold like a Mississippi yam. This man moving like a Congo waltz, doing a bamboule and the hoochie coo. There is a man singing and dancing under my skin, with a whole Sahara of tamarines, stringing my pearl, my stringing a gospel pearl between my hanks and my harmony, between my rattle and my reason, reconnecting my muscles, my nerves, my bones, with a soprano tongue, turning my brass bones to rainbows. This man, this singing, this dancing under my skin has broken my silence out loud. I always think about Julius and his music when I do that, and have the honor to do that as an opening. Do that along with an opening prayer for his memorial service at the Harlem School of the Arts. In line, keeping in that same trend, this is for Monk. This is for Monk, Thelonious Monk. I think a lot of times through our poems, we mention names that I'm not sure everybody's familiar with. Thelonious Monk was one of the giant steppers and forerunners of jazz, and he had his own Monk sound, tongue, heart, liver, and kidneys all pushing out in his music, where he never and seemed to find that unstrung chord he was always looking for. You could always look for Monk to take you someplace where you have never been, never the same piece twice. Monk still away with Monk, Monk walking the wax, neon fingertipping Monk popping, busting the kneecaps of harmony in Monk's mood, swinging uptown, downtown, out of bounds, free around midnight, melody Monk bringing it straight with no chaser, hands scatting and stretching a beat, a bop, rebound, looping, electric on the ivory, shaking down the ebony, countdown to Monk, keystone, copping notes, unlocking chords, open, unstrung, color, weaving, and changing textures, unstrung, Monk, mixing, jamming, juju, unstrung, discovering new ways, scales unrun, knitting the magic, stitching the music, tapestry, circling the air, genius, monk, piano man, monk, hats aplenty, monk, Rudy Tooty, monk with mercury shoelaces, wings on his fingers, monk bopping, roots working, monk souling, live, monk transforming the music, maestro, monk live. Arthur's his voice always echoed his heart in terms of music. When it came to jazz, when it came to blues, when it came to spirituals, when it came to gospel. And the poet in me is to always keep that music alive. That's why I like Ladine's work, because it's music. It moves in and out of them times. And we created so much music that influenced so many people. And somebody said they stole our music, but they never really stole it all. So this is a piece done for Arthur, because I knew Arthur always wanted to be a musician too. And that's why he wrote about trumpet in the morning. That's why he wrote so much about bird on, bird, 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 because he loved to think that he was a musician in his poetry. And this is for Arthur. Hey, Ray Boy Blue Black. I remember Ray Boy Blue Black Bug Eye with a chocolate smile. When you was just knee high to a hop of grass and time was half past a monkey's ass. Remember when you was just a little scuttlebutt, junior flip hip dipped in the mouth of the South, tongue plucking cotton in the Mississippi bottom. Remember you sitting around your granddaddy's ankle, eyes sucking his footprints, sopping your history like a biscuit doing gravy, collecting your shadows, sharpening your wings on the teeth of your ancestors, tucking them words in your hip pocket with your chocolate smile and your little boogie bugle you was passing off for a trumpet. I remember Ray Boy Blue Black and Bug Eye when them white sheets lit up the night like toe jam fever. When your daddy did a two-fisted nigger knuckle dance on a cracker's ass. And less than 3 days, he was pushing up daisies underneath the old magnolia tree. And the low Dixie wind was whistling a breeze around that old rugged burnt-out cross. And your mama's tears was proud Mary. I remember you playing on your two-string guitar in the outhouse, honey. When you swore on a capon and a rooster that someday you was gonna take Gabriel to a door before that great getting a morning, said you was gonna take him down so low. So low, so low, so low, said you was gonna smack him with a vamp and then snatch one of your poems out your little hip pocket and word whoop him to death with your good foot. Strong as red devil lie and damn the rise. I said, I'm a memma you. When you said you was gonna get up, fly right, and do a light foot and hum and shuffle, get on that Rock Island line. The side winds at the junction round midnight. Said you was gonna put some dust between you and them death hounds breathing on your heels. Said you wanted to blow. Said you wanted your two-bit boogie bugle you was passing off a trumpet to do something. Said you wanted to blow blast some real brass. Do a shoo-shoo, bop, hop with your hip flip on a rebop bap. Do a rap so boss that it tie up a wet dream and make a cockroach sing. I said, sing. Said you was going to St. Louis, baby. Say you're going to St. Louis. Take that long-legged swamp water woman with you. Because that two-headed snapper between her thighs you just didn't want to leave behind. I remember. Ray Boy Blue Black Bug Eye with your chocolate ear. And that two-bit boogie bugle, yeah, you traded it in for a trumpet. Now every morning I can hear you blow. Sometimes. Arthur loved the blues. I remember one night right here in this place, before he got drunk and fell out on the floor, And I was doing this piece, and he reached in, and he said, wait, I got to get, where is my harmonica? And I said, Auntie, you know you don't got no harmonica, but I got one in my pocketbook, right? And, you know, I had cigarette ashes and all kind of stuff in the bottom of my pocketbook and lint and stuff. And he said, well, give it to me anyway, right? So he takes it, and I used to do a lot of different blues pieces. And he would come in to trying to play some kind of blues on this lint trap. I would really keep it in there in case, you know, give it to some kid, my kids that would be hanging around with me at that time. I didn't have grandchildren. But I'd give it to them, keep them busy. Arthur took that out and was sitting right over there, and he got the blowing and the stuff just gushed out, you know. I kept on waiting. I said, well, maybe Arthur really can play, you know. But he loved the guitar. I mean, he loved the harmonica. So it just kind of takes me on back. This is kind of a blues piece. And this is, if you're not familiar with some of these images, don't worry about it. It kind of comes from, it kind of allows me to clear up something, because most people think all black people are just alike and they all came from the same place and they think and do the same thing. Well, all of them don't speak the same way. And one day when I do another reading on language that I'm dealing with, I talk about Ebonics, since it's so late and people are getting it all wrong. It is not slang, but that's okay. We're going to learn it right. And it doesn't have, you can't teach it. You can't teach it. So this is some of the language that is germane to a certain part of the South. It ain't from Mississippi, but Mississippi people might have heard about it. It ain't from Alabama, and it ain't from Georgia, but people in Georgia and South Carolina especially know about it. But you may find some images from the Louisiana Territory, and it's kind of a breath off of my background that ties in somewhere, some people in Louisiana and some people in South Carolina. Put your hands on me, baby, and you can get into this with me if you'd like. You can, you know, if you want to keep up that rhythm, because it is a blues, you can give me some of that since you're going to be up here popping. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, put your hands on me, baby. Put some of that gubitus all around my feet. Pluck a lock of my hair and wear it everywhere. Ring a chicken's neck till it hoops. Sprinkle some of that sea salt under my stoop. Crisscross me with a black cat's bone, baby. Lord, 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 makes me want to stay home. So, surprise me if you must. Work your roots, show enough. Cause I like the way you do my stuff. Hey, hey. You make my juice box run like hot butter rum. Love me so good I wants to skip, jump, and run. Makes me deaf, blind, and dumb. Yeah. Squeeze me like you do that eagle on a dollar. Take my whisper to a holler. Turn my minute to an hour. Increase me to the third power, baby. But just put your hands on me. So surprise me if you must. Work your roots, show enough. Cause I like the way you do my stuff. Hey, but when you see me coming, click your heels 3 times, whisper Greek rewind, but don't you make no wish. I say when you see me coming, stroke your breast 3 times, don't forget to do a mojo sign, but don't you make no wish, cause your fix won't mix on a Creole, a fish like me. Hey, now You can snake hit me and tap your face. You know I love being your amazing grace. So renew me, do me with your hoodoo blues, with your hex and a spell and some doo-gee juju. Put your hands on me, baby. Listen, listen, listen. I won't burn no candle, drink no frog-eyed tea, put no bunkerberry leaves up my sleeve, kiss my elbows, won't hoodoo on my knees. No, no, I won't X your name, won't bathe in no sage, won't carry no clothes for 3 days. And I won't search for no conjure man with no loser in a hand to take it off. Because remember, who you do, cause you may be the who you do when you do who would you do bop bop choo ba da who do. Poetry is song, poetry is sermon, poetry is from its oral tradition with our community and with various community has been there for the telling of stories, for the relieving of pain, for the releasing, for the exercising one rights of emotion to soar above whatever is going on down on the ground with the sparrows. It's just helping you to get up, and sometimes you write about that. And after you done asked somebody to put their hands on you, sometimes you just need a healing, honey. Bear my wind-cracked song, wounded on the second bar in the throat of the silver trumpet. Play me a getting-up morning, a full-hearted melody. Fold my broken wings inside your bosom with a healing score. Dance me upstream, a golden salmon sonnet, an angel overture on a long silk tone. Make the music honey sweet, a clear note, and let me soar. I think sometimes we look at, I remember once long time ago, I went to a very distinguished gathering of poets. It was called, I won't name the organization, but it was some 22 years ago. And I didn't know where I was going when I went to this place. It was their annual dinner, and they were seeking members. And I went, I was invited by someone to be a potential member. And I got up and I read. I was like, I've never really been age conscious. I don't find no age in my age, and I'm past 50. But I really was in a room with, well, nobody under 50 at that time, and that was like in early about 1972 or something like that. And as I was reading, someone was saying, "Wow, that's not really poetry. That's dramatic. That's dramatic." And so after I finished, one lady said, "I really don't like dramatic, but I just loved your work. I just love that. But I normally don't like dramatic poet." Well, I wasn't gonna be in the group anyway. You know, it just wasn't my style, and I wasn't into nobody telling me what poetry was. They was poetry from where they ever thought it was. They had never moved outside of the what they thought was the classics, and it was very boring. So I really went in and kind of helped them out that night. With all due respect, though, it's okay. Used to be, I could sing of memories and once upon a time and tenderness across my heart and eyes, and used to be sighs that cried between my thighs and laid hands on my mind and kept me high. Naturally, but I will only be reminded of you gone with the wind. But because we write performance pieces and we've been doing poetry from the pulpits in the church. Everybody wants to do the call and response nowadays. It's interesting. There are books coming out, and there are no people in there from the spoken word tradition. And they're having long dissertations on the spoken word, on the oral tradition. And there are very few people who are actually from cultures that are versed in what it means to for the oral tradition in terms of presenting our works in oral form, and also works with music. That has always been a part of the African-American culture. So some of the pieces will be performing pieces, but some are just written to be printed and read from that way. I'm going to do a few pieces dedicated to Virgie Brown, which is Arthur's mother, and it's about women, okay? I house the legend of Mutima. I'm the heartbeat of the earth, the offspring of the sun and the moon. Thrust from the energy of Africa, I am the black woman. I am the symbol of love, the channel of creation, the vibration of peace, the anger of storm, the pain of suffering. I am the black woman, for I have seen the first rains and the last fire. I am the season of sow, and my tales have gone untold. My wound stretches across the mouth of the universe to create rhythms and nations. My body has borne witness to birth, and my spirit the taste of death. I have seen the 13th month and the 32nd day of the year, 3,000 before the year 03. I have cradled the newborn's cry, yours and mine, and collected the old man's moan, made diamonds out of stone, found gold in my soul. I am the right hand of God, the equal part of man, the spirit of life. I am the black woman, and I am natural to the bone. I run across a lot of women, all colors, all types, and sometimes when we're talking about women and reading pieces about women, we glorify them, and we want to. But there are a lot of different kinds of women. And this piece, which is in the process of being working itself into a stage piece, is called I Have Known Women, Rivers of Women. So it's not just dedicated to, for, and about women, but it's for men to hear, because we, the first contact you had in your life was a woman. I have known women, rivers of women, blue, black, tan, yellow, high yellow, blue vein women, river crossing women, water as deep as the Nile, Mississippi as mud, a seaboard and island ocean women, women who ride the waves and balance the tide, swimming women, water walking women, treading waters, floating, going with the flow women, backstroking, jellyfishing, mud crawling women. I know women who drown, sinking women who sleep at the bottom of the waters. I have known women, flying women, hawk-eyed and eagle wing that spread, stir the nest, strike the wind, and soar. Women who strap mercury around their ankles and become airborne. Flying women who fly off the handle, up against brick walls, break wing. Women who fly nonstop with earlobes, elbows, toenails, and tongues like flying saucers. Fly by night women, swift wing and blind as a bat at high noon. Straighten up and fly right women, women with magic under wing. I know women of wonder with moon eyes. I have known women, bold, brave, brass and sassy women, cinnamon breath and whispering smiles, women with custom designed lifelines that make beauty a new face, women with struggling wrists, jagged edges, women with lifelines that read like old worn out road maps. I know women, sweet bread and rainbow wrapped. I have known these women, women I have known, women who see, who lay a third eye on evil, dare to move and make it sink in a blink. Women who hear, who put an ear to a stone, x-ray a moan, hear a cry before a tear drops. Women with keen nostrils who smell shit before it stinks. Women reminiscing and ruminating on the rudiments of roots and the source of nature's remedies. Diviners, root women, I have known women. Troubled women with sacks, satchels, bags, and bundles of trouble. Women who serve trouble on a platter and chaos for dessert. Women who carry trouble like a bone, tall tales, and who shot John about other women. lying women, women who sneaky peep in the back door and cheat in the front room, seesawing, hem-hawing, double-tongued, thieving women who steal your money, your honey, and unlaugh funny. Women, peach cheek, Maybelline, ruby lips, swinging hips, face in pain, full of haints. Women who sleep in your back pocket, wear you down to a nub, run you ragged as sauerkraut. Women who dare do right to come round their stoop and make good stuff tuck tail and haul ass. I know women who turn peace to piss and put a hellhound at risk. I have known women, dancing women, bebop and shoo-shoo feet women who rebop a jitterbug real sweet, package a huckabuck and sell it. Hip-hopping, bop a boogie, woogie-stomping woman, women holy rolling, dancing with Jesus, two-stepping with the devil, rocking with the wind women, drum feet bad as a collection plate, collecting rhythm, dancing women, dance the wrinkles out of their brow beds and their heads, making spirit rise, passion, snatches of jelly roll and a booty grind, like an electric slide woman who points, ballets, boogaloos, dances the nutcracker between the cracks in her life. Dancing women, I have known women, healing women, spirit women, a vision, women, women who beat dreams coming true, peacekeeping women, sun-sipping women who light up dark corners and dingy hearts, women who put a move on the fog with knees of harmony and smooth teeth, divas and doers, righteous women of purpose, of substance, with music, word walkers between the cracks, between the corners of the mountain and the mouth, between the knees of the mountain and the mouth of the sun, love sores and seed planting women, birthing and bridging, praying women, standing ground women, traveling light, good vibes and laughing women who be merry with tears, which turn crystal, that what turn crystal. Now I know these women, these mothers and daughters and lovers and wives, these sisters and grandmothers and queens and peasants, these women who make women to make women to make men. I know these women. I have known women, rivers of women, blue, black, tan, high, yellow, blue vein women, knitting hands, collecting eyes, ribbons, photographs, hair clippings, poems and stories, stringing pearls and parables, tears and smiles, gathering picnic baskets and silk gloves and birthmarks and teacups and ashes, picking the flowers, snatching the breath prints, writing a song called Women, Rivers of Women. And this piece is, I'm going to like move along quick. We're kind of running time-wise. I think we're running a little over. But we started a little late. Dream eaters. Dream eaters on the edge. Dream eaters on the edge, broken like glass on the edge. They wear no mask, just the wind. Blood runners with fire between their ears on the edge. They swallow the sun and chew the moon. Star-studded teeth light up the air on the edge. They are the war, unlisted soldiers, our battle scars on the edge. Dream eaters on the edge, they celebrate their own rites of passage, avenging their ancestors, revenge of the middle passage, on the edge, they confuse the unjust with just us, dream eaters, just ice, on the edge, they smoke dreams, choke dreams, stomp dreams on the edge. You can smell them before daybreak. You can see their shadows at high noon on the edge. Dream eaters on the edge, on the edge. Dream eaters who suck eyes, sweet eyes, innocent eyes, free and easy eyes, stone eyes, bitter eyes, old eyes, bold eyes, doo-doo eyes, bitch eyes. They suck eyes with angry straws on the edge. Eyes sucking dream eaters on the edge, dying with wet, soggy dreams on the edge. the edge in the street, on the edge in the arms of a hot funky beat, on the edge. They just die and die and die on the edge with no cooling boards, no winding sheets, no medals, no honors, backs against the tomorrow's unborn. They just die and die and die da 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 die on the edge with just one crystal tear trapped in the fear of a mother's scream. Stop! From man to brute to Superman, it's just a breath, praise, a breath, words from Frederick Douglass. And it precedes this short piece called The Million Man March. 2 million eyes, blues, black, tan, high yellow, and blue vein eyes snatch shadows from between the legs of their ancestors, picking spirits, ancient spirits, collecting the tears, preparing the libation, knitting hands, gathering kneecaps, breath prints, copper feet, connecting bridges, lifting voices, 1 million nutmeg tongues, making a song of heart, breaking ground, seed planting for the building of a new pyramid. And I'll close with the piece called This Poem. There's been a lot of discussion about this poem. So many people, and I offer that to you to write of this poem if you need to. At some point in time, it's necessary. For me, this poem came to me as as I was trying to collect somehow the eyes of the voice of my ancestors, my father and my mother and their marriage and joining their cultures together. And this is called This Poem. This is a spirit poem. Beating my breast like a drum, talking up a storm coming hoop loop and crazy horse, painting red cloud and black elk, singing Geronimo, speaking the great tongue of Earth Mother Rainbow, listening to skywalkers pray for Leonard Peltier, wounded in the knee and heart. With the water buffalo spread eagle, I say this is a spirit poem. When the mountains carry the wind song in its bosom, and the valley cradle the footprints of God, and bird and beast, field, flower, man, and sky were family. This is a spirit poem before the terrorists came. Hump back and foot hoof riding the iron horse, the taste of power in their left hand, foaming at the mouth and a killing eye. A spirit poem, a poem with a memory, doing a flashback, beating the hell out of truth with a sack full of tricks and treaties signed in blood and lies and peace broken like glass. A spirit poem, a poem with a memory, doing a flashback. Singing, squaw stealing, and blood mixing with nature, mourning men, red dead feathers in their head on reservation and reservations and rations. This is a spirit poem before the terrorists came. This is a spirit poem. Beating my breast like a drum, hot like juju, a sweating poem, souling poem, dragging swan songs in silence like night and rusted chains with no grace, pulling the weeping and the wailing like billows rolling and breakers dashing through muddy waters, bloody once gold like yams, a sweating souling poem with screaming in the eye, rocking and rolling time of renegades and runaways and the Arkansas brown-skinned soldiers, copper eyes and licorice feet, purple faces, nutmeg hands in a desperate land, sheet-wrapped clans, knees scarred in circles broken, a sweating souling poem, a hanging poem, a raping poem, a court and elder poem, a charging poem, charging the terrorist and thief with stolen property, stolen birthright, and people and dreams and visions and trucking saints with Jesus in a gunny sack. This is a spirit poem with a memory doing a flashback. talking about shingles and shit, true grit and grime and dirty hands and dirty hearts and hands and pimps playing God and nasty on the smooth green of Capitol Hill while peasants pay the bill. This is a spirit poem screaming, screaming war. What for? Hiroshima, Vietnam, Grenada, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Panama, South Africa, Mississippi, Mississippi, goddamn, Alabama, Chicago, America, America. This is a screaming poem for the hungry, the homeless, disease, dis-ease, violence, violins, and Ola Mae's babies. A screaming poem heaving in my bosom, knocking on my tombstone. Helen Mary, weeping, and a wailing. Yelling and screaming, a breakdown and rapping poem. Screaming, this is a spirit poem, a today poem, doing a drum call, drum talking in word, in rhythm, and sometimes rhyme. Calling men, women, and children with short eyes, wrists, ankles, lips, and hearts ringing like old dirty dish rags. This is a today poem, a calling poem, and somebody's just got to be blessed. A woman calling poem to walk in grace through her storm, suck up the light, drink fresh water, take her place in the sun and be healed. A man calling poem to rise up, make his bed, gather his courage, his strength, his tender, his loins, his babies, his women, and be healed. A children calling poem to smother the anger of their nowness, soak up the sunshine of their newness, feel the power of their dreams, their visions, see all the good inside, and be. Sing a love song for their tomorrows unborn and be healed. Calling the prophets and preachers and priests, politicians, physicians to be healed. This is a today poem, a calling poem, a healing poem. And somebody's just got to be blessed. This is not a revelation poem, but a revolution poem. Only because revolutions are born out of the evolution of every generation. This poem may never be heard, but it will keep on singing. This poem may never be seen, but it will keep on seeing. So don't try to kill this poem. Just keep writing this poem. And I thank you all for coming out tonight.